Welcome into our coaches' shows as we continue through week one of the high school football season. Now we speak with Jeff Schneider, the head football coach at Jefferson County North. It is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, for the third time in six seasons under you as head coach, you guys were able to get a piece of the Northeast Kansas League title a season ago, sharing it with Moore Hill. Seven wins, three losses, a very solid campaign. So I would think the expectations are pretty similar to what they were going into this year.
Well, you hope so. We've always just tried to take things one week at a time and try to get better from the beginning to the end of the season. So, you know, last year I thought we had a solid senior nucleus, and I think we do again this year. So good leadership on a team to start. You know, we're having a good time here practicing and getting ready for games.
When you look at last season before the start of 2020, maybe there were some questions around the quarterback position. Not so much the case here. You got junior Blake Fowler returning, 1,000 yards, 14 touchdowns in his first year under center. What's the development been like from him making that transition to this season?
Well, just, second year going through, I think just a little bit more comfortable in the offense. You know, he's a natural leader and smart young man, so he was pretty comfortable going in, but you know, like I said, first year starting, kind of grew into the role, and you know, we hope that he picks up right where he left off down the stretch last year, because he had a real good season for us.
When you look at the backfield behind him, you got senior Carson Worthington as well. He's really going to take over probably as the lead back, you know, over 440 yards last season. How do you see that position developing, not only with Carson, but some of the other guys involved?
Well, you know, each year you're going to graduate guys and move on, and we've been very fortunate to be able to put people in our backfield that have been able to perform really well. Now, again, a lot of that starts right up front with your offensive line, and we got some guys returning us there as well. You know, Mike, talk about Carson as a starter back there, he's worked really hard this offseason, so we're hoping for good things out of him. You know, we got our entire senior class. We have five seniors that have been starting in some capacity, several of them both ways, or at least one way on offense defense since their sophomore year. So we've got a lot of snaps there. He should be very comfortable in that role, and I think he's really ready to embrace it.
I think a fun guy to watch as well when you look at the tight end position. Of course, a three-year starter, Ryan Feldkamp, you know, entering his final season, over 200 yards last year, all-league, all-state honors for him. I would perhaps guess that he's probably also going to be a key piece offensively.
Yeah, well, both sides of the ball. He's got good size, getting a lot of looks from people, hoping that he can continue to play after this year at the collegiate level as well. And, you know, like I said, he's got a lot of snaps underneath of his belt. He's got a lot of confidence in him, and very comfortable with what we're doing, and very confident in his leadership ability.
Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our coaches show brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Let's switch sides to the defense. It looks like for the Chargers this season, most of that experience up front on defense, bringing all five guys back who started or at least saw some significant time a year ago. We just mentioned Feldkamp, Larson, Lutz, a couple other guys to name, but is that going to be the strength of that side of the ball this year?
We think so. That's where we've got returners at every level, which is, we're very fortunate in that regard. But that's probably where we have the most returning on our defense. And like I said, some of those guys are starting just one way this sophomore year, and this is the side of the ball at the position they were starting on up front for us. So you know, the majority of our snaps are coming back there, but we are fortunate to have guys across the board scattered throughout our defense that have a lot of experience.
Well, it's always good to have experience back at every level, and that's certainly going to help with, you know, just week ones here. You know, we're just grinding away, and the season is starting on Friday. Let's get a quick preview. Pleasant Ridge is going to be the opponent. The Rams, 2-5 a season ago. Logan Fritz is their head coach. What's kind of the early scouting report on Pleasant Ridge, and, you know, what kind of problems can they potentially present to you this week?
Well, last year we were kind of flying blind a little bit. You know, Coach Fritz was in his first year, so we didn't have much to go on until we got to the game, and you know, knew some of the personnel, those sort of things, but his system, you know, we didn't really have any ideas of what to expect there. You know, it turns out last year he threw the ball an awful lot. I know that some of his backfield is going to be new, but I know he's going to also be more into the playbook. The players will have a second year into it, and they should be more comfortable with things as well too. So you know, here we are week one, and we're probably flying blind again going into week one with. So you gotta go in with a plan, and you have to make adjustments, and we'll try to do that as best that we can. can.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, what are going to be some of those keys to the game to start this week 1-0?
Well, you know, early on, several things that we talk about. One is ball security. We want to make sure we take care of the ball. And then tackling, particularly in the open field. You know, I thought we performed pretty well with that last year, and that's going to be a key to us all along. But just overall tackling and then doing your job. Every year you're going to have somebody step up into a different role, maybe at the side of position, whatever, and week one is their first time with the lights on. So, you know, you've got to grow into those roles, and we're looking forward to seeing our guys. They've been working really hard for us.
Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here. It's powered by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, very much appreciate the time this week. It's exciting times around this area, getting the high school football season going with week one on Friday night. So good luck against Pleasant Ridge, Coach, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.